Well, that's healthier than a silver dagger, anyhow. Okay, I would like to switch gears just a little bit. About 3 weeks ago, I was visited by a couple of war veterans. These particular war veterans were Vietnam War veterans. They were in the process of attempting to organize something that would hopefully include all veterans in this country. One of the people who visited me was in a wheelchair. He's a paraplegic. And as they were speaking, we spent an afternoon and an evening together. They said they felt that the people in this country didn't know, as I didn't, and as a lot of people I've met did not know, that the situation for the veteran is a very tragic one and a very pathetic one. And for people who wonder what an old peacenik like myself, who draft counseled all during the Vietnam War, is doing talking about veterans' rights, it's very simple. If there was ever a time for forgiveness, it's always the present. And whatever they might have done, they're living with and suffering with for the rest of their lives. And then I began to get some insight the things they were saying about the hospitals. I'll try to paint one picture for you. But they are organizing around the hospitals, the veterans' hospitals. Ron Kovic was in a wheelchair. He was spending a few months lying on his stomach having operations done last summer. And he said an elevator door opened in the VA hospital. And in the elevator, there was a pile of garbage. And there was a paraplegic shooting up a quadriplegic with heroin. And he said that seems to be the alternative to what the Veterans Administration has been handing down for the veterans. Well, it struck me very strong, that image. And then I realized that I had read most of what most of us had read about the sit-in in Senator Cranston's office. And what one of the things that struck me very strongly about that was that they seemed to be, at least tactically, very convicted to the use of nonviolence in their struggle. So what's happening at this point amounts to a second bonus march on Washington. Some of you have probably been forced to read about the first one, and after you got started reading about it, probably found out it was quite interesting. It was in 1932, when veterans from right, left, middle, center, which is another reason this appeals to me, went to Washington to try and get what they called their bonus. Now, I suppose that means different things for different people, and that may not even become clear until the veterans reach Washington. The plan at this point is that veterans from all over this country will be leaving wherever they are, starting in the middle of June, and arriving in Washington on the 4th of July, pitching tents and setting up an encampment and saying, we're here to discuss the veterans crisis. There is a veterans crisis, and the country should know about it. And so I got behind it. And after I sing this song, I'll probably give you a telephone number which people can call in if you feel like volunteering time, energy, money, or what have you in the local area. And then those of you who feel like packing up your campers and leaving for Washington, why, that's fine too. So this song I used to sing years and years ago, and it's suddenly become very appropriate again. With your drums and guns and guns and drums, hurroo, hurroo. With your guns and drums and guns, hurroo, hurroo. With your guns and drums and guns, the enemy nearly slew you. My darling dear, you look so queer. Johnny, I hardly knew you. Your legs that used to run, hurroo, hurroo. Where are your legs that used to run, hurroo, hurroo. Where are your legs that used to run before you left to carry a gun? I fear your dancing days are done. Johnny, I hardly knew you. Eyes that were so mild, hurroo, hurroo. Where are your eyes that were so mild, hurroo, hurroo. Where are your eyes that were so mild when my heart you did beguile? And why did you run from me and the child? Johnny, I hardly knew you. Mm-hmm. arm, you haven't a leg, aroo. You haven't an arm, you haven't a leg, aroo. You haven't an arm, you haven't a leg, you're an eyeless, boneless, chickenless egg. And you'll have to be put with a bowl to bake. Johnny, I hardly knew ya. They're rolling out the guns again, aroo. They're rolling out the guns again, aroo. They're rolling out the guns again, but they won't take back our sons again. No, they'll never take back our sons again. Johnny, I'm swearing to you.